Here we are. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Pick and Flip podcast. Back again for you on a Sunday evening. Myself, Credence. We've got Jasper over to my side. Knox down there. And my beautiful fiance, Emily. Hi, honey.
Hi.
It looks like you're mute. You're
she's still muted,
but I don't think she is. I didn't have her mic up. Is that working?
No, it's definitely muted.
I don't know.
It's muted because she's running through the board, bro.
All right.
That right there we picked out of a coffin box, that nice little microphone, and you all right, dude? You all right?
Here's hoping.
You got the Rona.
Yep.
I tell you what, I've been in some pretty troublesome areas the last couple of days. It could always be a possibility.
Where are you heading to? JFK, picking up international
I did UConn. I dropped the kid off at UConn on Friday and then JFK yesterday.
And these are international travelers, correct?
The one I picked up last night was, yeah.
And who is monitoring? Because, you know, of course, you're in New York State where you're not even allowed to leave your own state. You're a prisoner in your own state.
Basically.
Who's monitoring their 2-week quarantine? Good question.
I don't know. You mean like here? The kid here?
Yeah.
Me.
Who watches it?
I am.
Do they have to quarantine or are you just letting them run around?
No, they have to stay to themselves and wear the mask if they go anywhere. It's but typically they're in their isolated. I gotta check temperatures every morning.
We are right anally, of course. We are right here. Hello, Teresa. Welcome back. Says told my girlfriend about your eBay store and radio page. Thank you. Always good to share. We like that. Dwayne, we're here. We're doing the podcast. The podcast where we talk about our eBay sales, talk about the big hits and the big profits and the big things that we find and, you know, things like that. Opening no more stuff tonight. Today is our day of listing. It was supposed to be.
I got nervous. Did you guys, wasn't there a post for tonight, possibly another unboxing, but did you back out?
No, you're just extremely behind on everything because you're so busy grilling chicken and picking up people from airports that you didn't see it. That would be my guess.
It looked like it was new, dude.
It was new
that's
for
why
you.
It said 33 minutes ago, but it must have been, you know, something was up in my Facebook. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's why I asked.
I don't know. And hello there, Bo. So welcome, everybody. I got a nice little crowd already, so appreciate that. Check in if we don't know you. If you're a newbie, say hi in the chat. It'll come in through our thing, and we'll see it, and we'll say hey. Let us know where you're coming from. Facebook censored our show this week. It's hilarious. Yeah, I figured that would be coming, Tony D. We got kicked off a couple of times. One time was
thank you, Alicia.
Some nudity, which wasn't any nudity. And then the other is, I swear to God, it was about talking about COVID. Hope says I thought the same thing. Knox about the unboxing, saw it too. Well, where's that coming from?
I'm telling. If she says it, then it must have come from someplace. If I say it, then I'm behind days, and I've been busy stuffing my fat face with grilled chicken.
Well, that's like I had asked Creed the other day if Emily ever sleeps, because at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, I get notifications that she just listed something on Marketplace.
Yeah, I do too. It's weird. I don't know why that. Honey, do you think that's just because, are they automatically?
Some things take a while to go live. So, like, I could have listed it at like 10, 11.
Yeah, but it's also,
it doesn't pop up.
Yeah, but it's also when you're not really working it because it'll be like old stuff that looks like it must just renew automatically or something. I don't know. It's really
weird.
Well,
no, I go through each week and renew what needs to be renewed. So
part of me thinks you're not letting her bay into the bed until she finishes posting up all the stuff.
Well, I don't sleep in the bed anyways. I sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
So.
Mostly.
What?
Thankfully.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, we've covered that.
That's right, we did. That's you should try to sleep on the bed.
I did two nights this week.
It's bad for intimacy. Did it lead to arguing when you were in the bed? Did it lead to arguing?
He just can't sleep because he says I'm a bed hog.
Extreme bed hog. There's nothing on the page.
Look at the size of me. Just saying.
Okay. Okay. She sleeps sideways, first of all.
Perpendicular to you? She goes perpendicular. Like
I'm telling you. I have like.
Sometimes I do sleep sideways, but that's usually because I have a cat down by my feet. So I have to kick the cat.
And the other thing I don't understand is she's the biggest heater I've ever slept next to. Ooh,
can't have that. I'm a heater. Oh, can't have two heaters in the same bed. Are you a heater, Creed?
No, I'm right by a fan. I'm fine, but she just radiates a million degrees.
I do. I don't know.
So looking at the Pick and Flip podcast Facebook page, there is nothing except for our extreme unboxing thing that we did, the real extreme unboxing, it says, live and uncut.
I'm looking right now.
From a day ago, so I don't know. That's weird. Very weird. Anyways, cool.
I don't know. I know what I saw. See.
What did I sell? Two things of hair dye still, 2848. Cool. All right, tonight we are going to go through. Actually, Knox has something kind of cool. He dropped some big bones this week.
You know, it was the most I've ever spent on a buy for anything. I was saving. I wasn't saving. I just happened to. Let's be honest. I didn't save shit. I just happened to come into some money. And. You know, I was going to buy a moped. I've been looking at mopeds, like late 1970s Yamahas.
Yeah,
want one.
I ever tell you about the one that I had that had pedals on it?
Oh, that's awesome. Great. What kind was it?
Pooch, I think.
Sweet.
I think that was the name of it.
Yeah, Pooch.
And it was like a tan, really disgusting old man color. But it had a rack on the back of it, strapped my skateboard on there with bungee cords. It was great. Drive it all around. Didn't even need a license, of course.
Yeah, you don't need them. And they're street legal. You can ride them on the street.
Then you'd fill it up with, I don't know, $1.50 in gas. I'd ride it for a month and it run out, and I'd pedal that thing all the way right to go get some more gas. Never even had to look at it.
Holy. Yeah, that's the thing. So I've been looking at them. I've been shopping around. They're coming on the market. There must be a certain age of people that are passing away, so they're starting to dump on more and more. Wow. But
the thing that you don't understand is you're not cool without one that says VIP on the side of it.
Okay.
If you have a moped that says anything other than VIP on the side of it, get out of here.
I saw one at a thrift store the other week.
A VIP?
A VIP. Yeah.
Nice.
What was the tag on it?
I like drugs or something like that.
Nah, I can't remember.
Listen, listen, if you're going to go buy drugs at a gas station or any sort of alcohol, loose Newports, whatever, you definitely need a VIP. There's no doubt about that. Okay, and you can take them on the highway too, apparently, because I see a lot of them on the highway.
On the shoulder, riding on the shoulder.
No, hell no. What? You kidding me? You've been gone from the South too long, Knox.
Well, I remember when I was bartending over at the Surf Shack, and I would get all the daytime crowd and five or six mopeds out front at all times.
Oh, yeah.
We got the ones that have been kicked out of every other bar in town. Yeah. But yeah, I digress. So I happened to be holding on to some cash, and I was going to spend it on a moped. And then the deal fell through. And then I saw, and I which I had been looking for garbage pail kids. And first series Garbage Pail Kids are like those are the gems you want to go for. But second series is good too. And a guy had a large collection for sale for $1,000. It was 4,000 cards. Ooh. And so I gave him a call, and turned out it was a guy that I knew in town. Huh. He's been, I deal with him a lot. He's a pizza delivery guy. So it turned out that he had broken his foot and he needed the money because he's on disability because he can't deliver pizzas with a broken foot. And his wife told him to go ahead and sell it to me for my lowball offer, because I just flat out told him. I said, look, I said 500. He said 800. I said 500 again. He said 700. I said 500 again. He said 600. And then finally and then I just waited about 20 minutes. And finally he was like, yeah, my wife says I should just go ahead and sell these. I said, okay, I'll stop by tomorrow. So I did. I could give myself a night to sleep about it. I wasn't going to do it. After sleeping on it, I was like, this is a stupid effing idea.
That's a lot of money.
I never spent $500 on anything. I was like, this is more than it should have gone in the bank, you know? But so I go to this guy's house after I have my coffee, And it was actually pretty decent. And he had series 2 through 9, but he had them in the boxes. So like the wax box was emptied of its packs, and he just put all the cards inside. But they weren't in sleeves, they weren't in cases. They were just kind of loose.
Yeah.
And he had binders full of them as well, and they were double stacked into the pages, which I don't like that because the gum in those packs, if you had a gum card, the residue will stick to the card that's up against it over time, and then you got a problem on your hands. So a lot of risks. I paid the $500, and already I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get my money back. Now this week I'm gonna do an opening. I'll do my own unboxing.
Yeah.
Of these little guys right here. I'm going to go ahead and do the series 5s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These little suckers right here. 5 cards per pack, 1 stick of gum. Yes, I ate a piece of gum.
Yeah, you got to try it.
1986.
It was fine, wasn't it?
It was horrendous, and I spit it out.
Oh, it was? Really?
Oh, it was bad. I thought it would be good. I'm like, it should be fine, right? 25-year-old gum should be fine.
That's probably exactly how it tasted 25 years ago, though.
That's what I was just going to say. It tasted like shit back then, and it still does. It really wasn't that good anyways.
But I'm going to open these up, and I've done some research, and during the week, when I do come back on to open these, I do know what cards I'm looking for that I want to make some money on. So that'll be fine.
Is that a wax pack?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how easy they were to open back up and then just hit them with an iron for 2 seconds?
I don't think anyone did that to these. I hope not anyway.
No, you usually can tell.
In fact, and I did some more research, these wax packs, they had everything from t-shirt offers to sweatshirt offers on them. That's gross.
Look at that old dude.
Right there. And also, within this
Garbage Pail Kids, he's a garbage
within this collection, within the collection, do you remember these, Creed? The big ones. The big cards.
Yes.
So they did these at the same time as Series 1. So these are all Series 1s, but they're not the small ones. They're the big ones. Still valuable. Only one atom bomb. And I put him aside.
By the way, one kind of neat thing about Garbage Pail Kids, there must be a pretty good resurgence because whenever you go to the main page of eBay, that's nice. That's one of the best ones, right?
That's like the Mickey Mantle of Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, I thought so. Along the top header, they'll show you like 5 different things in a loop, and one of them was Garbage Pail Kids all week last week. So I don't know if that's just something that all of a sudden is getting hot, or I don't know.
I think that it's one of those things that it kind of goes in waves. But I'm going to talk for too long on these, and then I'll talk about what else I grabbed this week. But I immediately checked out what the series 2 chase cards were and what was like the most rare cards out of all of them, but a bunch of them were from series 2, and I had a box of series 2. So this guy, he kept all of his doubles. He had a ton of doubles. Yeah. And as we all know, they were stickers. Now, Emily, these are very rare to come by in good shape because everyone peeled the stickers off the card and stuck them. They made these as a spoof on Cabbage Patch Kids, and it was for little brothers to make fun of their sisters for having these Cabbage Patch dolls, and they would stick them on the doors and all kinds of stuff, or some would keep them on the cards. So Sumo, I'll tell you about Sumo Sid. This is the 80. Go ahead.
When you think about it, it's actually pretty cool because anybody who used those stickers, which a lot of people did, that just means that they're less and less out there potentially making them even worth more.
They created their own scarcity, which is cool.
Jasper, now, do you ever buy these? You ever get into them at all? Or
I remember seeing some way back in the day. I think I might have had a handful.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't let me have them. They wouldn't. And you know what? I was talking to a guy this afternoon, and he said the same thing. He said, you know, the thing about those Garbage Pail Kids is that these were like PG-13 rated pictures.
They were, yeah. Some of them were.
I mean, they're awful. I mean, they're not. I mean, they're gross, let's be honest. But my parents would let me have them, and a lot of kids wouldn't either. So just like baseball cards or any other sports cards, it's all about getting the grading done.
Same here, John.
And what happened? Did your mom throw them out?
No, I'm pretty sure I've got all of my cards. Mom and dad have kept them, all of my cards, and that would include them as well, for sure.
So
I would think
centering and corners, just like in baseball cards, very important.
Yeah,
and like I said, this guy had plenty of doubles. So here's some dupes. If you can see, The centering is a little off on this one. Can you tell it's...
Oh, hold on.
There we go. Centering is, you know, 70-30, not the greatest. Mm-hmm. Same deal on this one. Not the greatest centering, but better, but still not great.
And that's important.
Now check out this one.
Right? Is it perfect?
I mean, damn near close.
You're talking about the center. You're basically the cut, right?
The border on the right. Outside of it. Yeah, the
okay, cut. I got you.
I got sharp edges. The back is in good shape, and this is a glossy. There were matte, and there were glossy cards.
Oh,
here's another one that's sorry. real damn close to perfect.
Okay? I just took you off. I'm sorry. On accident.
It's okay.
You're back. Go ahead.
All right. Sumo Sid. Once again, also very nice. I have 6 or 7 of these, but 2 of them are I'm actually going to send off to get them graded by PSA. Once I get them graded, the PSA comps are in the hundreds for the one card.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What's that cost you to get them graded?
$15. $15. Really? On average. Yeah.
That's it?
Per card.
Does it take a long time?
There's a wait list, especially with COVID. It's there's a little bit of a backlog going on, but the sooner you get it in there, the better. So I had a bunch of Sumo Sids. That was nice. Even the Sumo Sids not graded, they're worth some money, but not as much as they are graded.
There he goes again.
I know.
What are you doing?
Didn't mean to.
Why do you keep dumping me out?
I didn't mean to. I'm clicking on the
wrong thing. Do you not like my topic?
No, I love it. I'm typing something and I typed on the wrong keyboard. That's all. Because okay, I have different enough setups for every show that we do.
This is Brutal Brad. And I was going to show you this earlier when you guys were arguing. It's funny because it looks kind of like Creed in that picture.
Very dark.
It's this
tilt. There you go, right there.
There you go, right there.
So yeah, Brutal Brad. They discontinued this card because,
that
as you can
like
see,
me, like a bear. As,
like you had just
Emily
smashed Emily in the head and you're dragging her back to the cave. In the they were too violent. This card was too violent and it was talking about domestic violence, or they thought it was. So they discontinued this card as well.
Oh, that's cool.
But I got 2 of these. Their centering is very nice and the corners are good. This is the better one of the 2. But I'm assuming this is probably like a 9 or an 8. I mean, it's super nice.
Question:
like a lot.
When they grade them, do they give you that nice big thick?
They slab it. Yeah, yeah.
And then you have the thing above it that tells you all the grading.
Yeah. Yep, and that's what you're paying for. I mean, they base it. The base price is like $14 to $17 plus a percentage of the value after they grade the card.
Ooh.
So, you know, we'll see how they rock out, but. What I've got here is 4,000 cards, which brings my cost to like around 8 cents a card. So even if I sell these individual cards for $2 and $3 a piece, that's pretty good compared to 8 cents in. So
I'd say so.
That was exciting. You can't see it right now, but today I went to a yard sale and I didn't need anything that was there, but I ended up filling my car. As per usual, I picked up a Zenith Stereophonic High Fidelity console record player. And then I made the mistake of plugging it in. I keep doing it. Listen, little tip out there for your folks. There we go. What is this? What's going on here? Oh, these are the boxes.
The highest. So this is what I did is just typed in Garbage Pail Kids and then sorted at the highest one. So in May, somebody took an offer for less than 45.
That's a series one. Yeah,
16.2. I know. I'm just showing that there is some absolutely huge value in these.
There's Adam Bomb.
You know, I mean, there's a, and again, I understand these are series one. I'm just showing you that there is absolutely some.
Yeah, Nasty Nick, $8,300. Yeah. That's crazy.
So there's a lot of, I mean, I can keep going. I mean, there's a lot of value in these, potentially.
Potentially.
So there's a series two. What is that? From something from series two. It's a wax box, whole box. That's
which
cool.
I've got the boxes here. Hang on a sec.
You might want to look those up before you.
Well, I'm not going to throw them away, but.
No, I'm saying, so is that unopened right there?
No, this is.
Oh, I gotcha. I bet you the boxes. I bet you just the box has some sort of value.
They do have some. What I do have that came out of a Series 3 box, they came with posters. There were posters for the retailers to hang in the windows to sell, just to tell kids that you had them.
I remember that.
And so I have three posters. One of them is from Series 3. And that one is worth about $100. Look up Series 3 GPK poster. And you can see the comps on that one.
GPK poster. Give me just a second. Anyways, and we'll jump back to that. But keep going with what you're talking about with your whatever you bought there.
Yeah, so once again, the thing makes this horrible noise, scares the crap out of the people that were working on my bathroom. And I couldn't turn it off fast enough. It was hurting my ears. It was hurting the dog's ears. It was awful. But I'm going to try and get it fixed. And
I think he's gone.
No, it was a horrible noise. The big was shaking the whole house.
It's not me.
I bought some board games today. Vintage board games. A nice Sorry game from the 1970s for $1. I bought ashtrays that have German lettering on them, German writing. I don't know what the hell they are for $1 a piece. I'll do some more research on those. And some vintage percolators. Not the kind you plug in, though. It's the kind that you put on your stove. Now, my sales for this week. I don't have pictures. I'll just tell you about them. Those Arizona iced teas. The Arizona iced tea ones that we did the Bolo on. Sold those 8 minutes after I listed it. 8 minutes, Jasper. That was all it took. 200. I was too low. 200
That's what
packets.
I always think.
200 packets, and I sold it for 50. But I had $1 per box, and it was 20 boxes. So that was
that
pretty
Coda
good.
Is that Coda drinking her water?
Yes.
The Bose speakers took a best offer at $75 on those, Creed. I sold those within minutes as well of listing them. Just like you were saying, you can't make any money if you don't list it up. But I did all these sales in one day. Sure. I also sold my 1950s HO scale slot car set without the cars in it, though. The rest of it was there. Mm-hmm. It's been sitting online for months. Finally got rid of that. And I'm still going back and forth over the Kick and Go scooter because I cut the nut off because I was trying to take it apart.
Whoops.
We didn't cut it. We took the nut off, and then my buddy and I were trying to use an impact gun to remove the other bolt to put it in half so it would fit into a smaller box. Because if you keep the stupid handlebar on there, it adds a ton of square footage, and suddenly my shipping goes to $118. Let's see here.
There's a poster for $25.
Yeah, Series 3. Are you looking at the right ones?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, was it Series 3?
It's an OS 3, yeah. OS 3 poster.
Whoops.
There you go. Is that it right there? That's Series 2.
I don't know. I understand that.
But look at the Series 2 one. That's $1,200.
No. That's a... oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Nice.
I'm sorry, you bored, Emily? What the hell are you doing there? What is that? You're stop banging on your microphone.
I wasn't. I was just making noises.
Still coming up with there's third Here's series. There. $5.99. Those are 48 unopened packs plus the poster.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just have the poster. But the poster's
there's the poster.
Where not $100 is what I've been seeing it go for.
Well, let me go down a little bit then. We'll get to Well, there's
there you go. Atom Bomb poster right there. Promo.
Wow. And that came in the box.
Yeah,
came every in box. The box. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I had a few. There's somebody. Why is that one only $261? Did somebody just get a really good deal on that one? Or?
Yeah.
Full box with
I
poster?
Think someone didn't.
That's what
I think
happens when you put it on auction sometimes, as I found out.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about your.
Can you imagine getting a full skateboard? Pack? Packs crap.
God bless you. Anyways, so yeah, I'm you got excited. Some money in the poster for sure. Is that's the exact poster there?
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Now, part of me, because like you said, getting rid of stuff is tough to do sometimes, or keeping stuff is tough to do sometimes. What I want to do is put that poster with the Atom Bomb card in the same frame. I don't want to do them together and hang it up in my office here.
But I don't know if that would, yeah.
I would also
so then sell that at the end then. Just hold it, hold off on it, sell everything else. And then if you sell enough from it, then it's like, eh, that's fine. Now I don't mind keeping it, you know?
But I would say about a third of these cards are trash because of the condition that they're in. But I would say two thirds are pretty good. So yeah.
Cool.
Not a bad haul. Never spent that much on an investment like this before. That was a lot.
So do you think that next week you'll do your own unboxing, if you will?
Yeah, I'm going to open this pack. So I'm trying to find, I think his name is Fluoride Phil. It's an error card that everybody wants. I believe it was called that. Just double checking it right now. It is. Oh, Fluoride Floyd. Sorry, Fluoride Floyd. That's the one everybody wants. Yeah. Well, that's one of the error cards that goes without being. It goes for high dollars without being graded.
I would imagine the rest of the the rest of the commons, if you will. I would imagine there's still some value there. Or you can be real shady and say, I haven't touched them, found them in an estate sale.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm about to do that. Well, here's two things, and then I'm done. One thing regarding these Garbage Pail Kids, I joined two Garbage Pail Kid buy and sell groups on Facebook.
Smart.
Number one. I also did it for all my Lionel trains as well, my Lionel and Marks trains. So that will probably maximize some dollars too. Those, I know that they, I have a couple of engines that I know don't work, but I'm going to do the thing where I say, hey, untested. You know, your guess is as good as mine. Wink, wink. But I'm trying to do all of it at one time. I'm about to do a big lot of all
Hi,
of it.
Wendy.
Oh, hey, Wendy.
Hey, if you get a game, think I want it, but I don't know where get money pay you for it. What kind of game, though, honey?
She's always trying to. Oh, is she talking about the games that I picked up at the yard sale, or does she want to play a game on the show?
Oh, I don't know. No idea. Anyway,
maybe she wants. Sorry.
Moving on. How about you, Jasper? How'd your week look? I know you've been working a million hours, but.
Yeah, between work and then I switched over to Managed Payments Tuesday and have not sold one
so
thing
you think,
since.
So you think it's the managed payments?
I don't think it is. I think it's more of the fact that I've been at work, so I haven't put any time into eBay whatsoever.
There's a lot of talk in groups and such. A lot of talk in groups about people thinking that managed payments really killed, you know, their sales and this and that.
Well, I've heard both sides. I've heard people say that they've sold nonstop since getting switched over.
Yeah. So. I don't really think it's very hard for me to tell because I have not been you know, even keel with every single day listing up until the last few days. And that makes a huge difference. One thing that you and I have talked about a lot is just make sure to list a few things each day. If you want to keep super active and you want to sell stuff, list 5-10 things a day and see how your sales are.
I'm not very good at the listing every day, but I do try to keep between 400 and 500 items in my store at all times. And when I get close to 500, it seems like that's when I really start selling stuff.
Wendy's talking about Xbox 360 and the games.
Do we have one for sale that I don't know about?
I told Wendy she wanted this little during one of the unboxings. There was a little hair thing that she wanted. I told her I'd send it to her.
That's nice of you.
And Shannon says Emily is moving on up. Congrats on the mic. Sounds good
too.
Thank you. Sounds good. It's about as big as her head.
It's better.
Yeah, it's really big. Yeah.
Either that or you got a small head.
It's better than that thing you were trying to make her limp along with before.
What? What are you talking about?
What was the other mic you had her on that wasn't working? The USB mic?
Yeah, we've got two good USB mics. One, the $200 blue mic that can't get working on her laptop. And then another one's a Turtle Beach one.
I don't think it's the mics. I think it's just my laptop. It's just not meant for this.
Yeah. She doesn't even have a the only plug in that she has other than a USB is for headphones. That's it.
Yeah.
Is that a Fluoron mic? Is that one of those Fluoron ones from Amazon?
No, it's like Zyroshi or something like that.
Sounds way better than I thought it would.
watch the unboxing. And well, I've also got her dialed in pretty good here on my good board work, Knox. I got all them little dials. You know, everybody looks at a board and they think, what are all them little dials for? Well, you can dial it in pretty good. I think she sounds all right. Anyways, Jasper, sorry to cut you off. Any big sales this week? We got to get the update on the skateboard as well. Did they ever pay?
They did not pay on the skateboard, which I've never been happier that someone didn't pay.
Good point.
Because it's the day after it ended on the auction, the guy that was I was talking to from the skateboard collector group told me that his offer still stood $500 shipped to Arizona. And so I ended the case today and I sent him a message and said, hey, it's yours if you want it. And he PayPal'd me $500.
Oh,
it's going to him.
That's a round of applause on that one. Good job.
That was
$20. What'd you put in it? $8.
$8.
Nice. But,
and then
Teresa,
it'll be
right on here at some other point in time.
Then I had a few pickups
during the week, Teresa.
A few pickups, nothing really too crazy, but you know, it's $20, $30 bills. Went to the flea market this morning and found two of your smart water bottles.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yes. Nice. Fleshlight.
$5 a piece on those.
Wendy, you were asking Howard for a 360 for years and years. Do you seriously not have an Xbox 3? Nobody has gotten you an Xbox 360.
Well, you're barking up the wrong tree, Wendy. I'm sorry.
Why? You don't have an Xbox 360 for old Wendy?
That, and we don't have the money to buy her one.
Why? They're cheap.
We got to sell more.
They're old now. They're cheap.
Maybe. Yeah, you should get them pretty cheap now.
Yeah, especially the ones with Red Ring.
Yeah.
Red Ring of Death?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Smart water bottles, are they worth much? Or?
Depends on the version. Those, I think, are about $30.
Good enough.
Yeah. And then I got a Rocksmith cable. If you don't know, Rocksmith's kind of like Guitar Hero, but you use an actual real guitar.
I remember you telling me.
$2 for that. $2 for that, and it's about
$30.
Huh. And then this is kind of like a Simon game, but a guitar version. Paid $2 for that and $30 or $40 for that.
That's pretty good.
And then
we're seeing before that all that's going suddenly that stuff's big again, right? All the Rock Band stuff.
Yeah. This is parts to a Power Ranger Zord. Paid $1 for that. But just like this, he's missing the head and the arms and something else, but he's still about $30. Like
no kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then the last one, I kind of paid up for this because I knew what it was. And unfortunately, the guy knew what it was, too. But this is for Yu-Gi-Oh cards. You place it on your arm.
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, shoots cards in here. And it's called, like, a Battle City dual deck or something like that. I can't remember what it's called.
Huh.
But I actually paid $25 for this. But it's, like, $120 to $200.
Jesus.
Did you try it out?
No, I got to get some. It takes a little button cell batteries. I've got to go get some.
Well, you can get them at the Banana Box China Bazaar at the end of the row for about $2.
Yeah, they'll probably work for about 5 minutes.
Hey, just long enough to check it. Yeah. That's all you need. That's all you need.
But
cool.
That's all I got.
Not bad at all. Well, let's jump over here and I'll show you this. Those of you who follow along real close and joined us for our first live outside of the office here, we had fun going through this. We were going to do it right in the parking lot, this pallet that we found. But real quick, we went to pick up a few coffin boxes, found this pallet that was all closed up. The box was completely closed up. We couldn't see inside of it, but it came with a manifest. The manifest was way off, way wrong, and it basically had like a couple of laptops listed for $43. And then there was computer monitors that were $9.99 on there and a bunch of other stuff. So we went and picked it up, took it back to our little mini warehouse and went live and had a lot of fun going through the entire pallet and see right at the end, the two laptops that, by the way, worked perfect. And Emily got those listed today up on Marketplace. What? How much do you have those listed for? I don't even remember.
The nicer Dell, I have listed for $1,500. And then the other one that was really boxy looks really old.
Yeah, it does too. It's like a brick. Yeah, but it's not it's real really old, weird. Right?
No, it's it new. Like $100 a piece, right?
The boxy one, the bigger one. The boxy one wasn't a super high value, right? The real thick one, the laptop.
Yeah, that one was I listed for $200 or $230.
She found refurbished. They were like $250 to $300 something on eBay. The one that looked boxy.
They were going for about that.
But that other one, was like what the cheapest one you could find is like $1,700, something like that.
Yeah, they were mainly going for between $1,700 to $2,000.
Yeah, so we made out really good. The one that's in that picture right there, the monitor, it's an Acer, kind of all over the place as far as comps. It's kind of weird because you got refurbished, you've got broken ones that are still going for $100. Anyways, that one's perfect. What did we found between $200 and $300 basically is retail, depending on where you go. And it's a curved gaming monitor by Acer. What'd you list that for? Do you remember?
For some reason, my mind's like drawing a blank.
That's right. I think a couple
that
hundred
one was like $250.
Yeah. And then we have one of those exactly the same that came in a really crappy box. It's actually the box that's to the right there, the brown box laying there. That was all cracked, but there's a bunch of still sellable. Everybody remember this.
Like the power cord's in there, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is look at the stuff that Jasper just bought, broken stuff that's still worth a lot. Mm-hmm. That monitor is still worth a crap load. Not just the that one has a cracked screen. Don't know, but I'm telling you, it's got this really nice stand and the power cord. So, you know, you still have some value there.
Yeah, and then the two other smaller monitors, we did 50 a piece or 100 for both.
Yeah, then we had the rest of the palette too, which had some nice bedding in it and some other party speakers and things like that. But
yeah, so it turned out really good.
This was our house today.
God, that's a disgusting house.
That was our house today during our sorting process and everything done. That's not all the boxes, by the way.
Did that lead to arguing?
Not at all. We had a good
day
today. I did
that all by myself. I'd organized everything and then everything. It's kind of nice now.
This is what the office looked like earlier and still looks just as bad.
But is that sweat on your shirt, or is that just is that like the design on your shirt?
That's Mickey Mouse.
I don't sweat hardly at all.
Really?
My face. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I'm not one of those sweaty people that you'll never see a big, you know, pit thing, you know, any of that. I'm lucky like that. All comes out of my forehead.
No, they say that's bad.
Probably.
Really sweaty people, it's like supposed to be healthy.
Not sure why that's there. Do I got to go the other way?
Yeah, that was for our story.
Oh, tell that story, please.
Now
I am so glad you said. No, I've completely forgot that we had that. That's why I not being prepared kills me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this stroller we have on Facebook Marketplace.
It's a bad
we've
story.
Had it for a while. It's a double stroller. It was a store display.
Yeah. And it's got every part and piece that you could buy because it's over 600, right? Retail, because there's all these.
It's around 600-700.
Yeah.
Because it's not really sold that way. It's just a single stroller, and then they were advertising the different attachments to make it a double. So with all the attachments plus the stroller, it was like 600-700.
Yeah, but anyway, so we got it listed for what, 400?
Yeah, I think we started at 5, and then I've just slowly been knocking it down because it's been up there.
Well, it's a high end. It's very hard to sell high end stuff to begin with. I mean, that's super high end. It's a lot of money to pay.
Yeah, and so then I got a message. Well, actually, no, a text message from someone that had bought from us before, and said, "Hey, I need another double stroll. If you have one, the one that I bought from you guys was in an accident with my kid's mom who died. So like there was an accident, the baby mama died, and the stroller got destroyed. And
scam.
I was
scam. Yeah. It's a scam.
Haven't even finished the story.
I'm just being Creed right now.
I know. That's what he said. Well, actually, when I told him, we were both like really shocked and felt bad, like any normal person. And so I talked to him and I was like, you know what? We've had this forever. And the pallet it came on, we doubled our money or more. And so I was like, do you want to give it to him for $200? And Creed said, yeah. So I sent him a link to the stroller on Facebook so that way we could chat, because I also couldn't remember who this person was. So then he was like, oh, thank you so much for doing that. I have some errands or something, and then I'll message you tomorrow to meet up. Okay. And then the next day comes around, and it's around the time he said he was going to meet. And he was like, oh, I can't. I have to go to the funeral home and pay some of the fees or bills or whatever from the funeral. And I'll have to see how much I have left after that to be able to buy the stroller. And so I just said, okay, whatever. Just let me know what you decide. And I haven't heard anything since. So.
Sounds like a scam and a half to me. Did you look up to see if she was dead?
That's
well, on his Facebook, it's kind of set to private, so I couldn't really see anything. Plus, it doesn't seem like he's very active on Facebook anyways. Like, I don't know. Mm. So, it could be a lie, but sounds maybe like it could be true. I don't know.
I would never, I don't think I would ever, well, maybe I don't know. I would you ever use, suppose you wanted to get something cheap, Creed, and Emily died. Would you use Emily's death as a coupon?
No, but if I was trying to hit on her, I would.
That's what Creed said, but then he never messaged me and he didn't say anything.
Some people are really lonely and go very out of their way to talk to people.
Okay. Yeah, but then wouldn't he keep talking to me? I haven't heard anything from him since he said he couldn't get it that day.
I don't know, but that was a weird one. And I instantly think I think he was just trying to talk, to be honest with you. But man, when she told that story though, to me, when she read the message, I was like, oh my God, like that, I feel really bad about that one. And yes, you can have it for $200, but
yeah. And I'm not saying the guy was lying, because I don't know.
I am.
But well, that's kind
of if he didn't come back with that, pushing that agenda of the, you know, I'm dealing with the funeral stuff, and
I mean, maybe that's where that's really bad luck.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, I guess that's not really luck.
Are these your solds? Am I on the right spot?
Yeah.
All right. Those are coming back, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's still sold.
Yeah, but so I'm not sure if it was our error or if we were getting. I'll tell this story. I'll tell this story really quick, because as Jasper always points out, every single return, I always think they're trying to scam me, because I've been scammed so many times. The thing is, and I want to point out to anybody who's new and does not know, Emily's account was just created like 2 weeks ago and already killing it, but do have one return coming back. And the other thing is, too, with very little feedback, the pros are looking for people like that, especially... did I say that right? Especially? Did I say that right, Knox?
The second time.
Okay. So, especially. Not especially.
Can you say asterisk?
Asterisk?
Go on.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Anyway. So, you know, I automatically think that, you know, being scammed because her, you know, she's got a brand new account. And the pros will look for that. And typically... listen, if you want to scam somebody, find somebody with some nice stuff that has a very, very small account, brand new account, and tell them that something's broken. And you know what they do? Because eBay wants you to do it. Really, seriously, eBay's wording on everything is like, just refund them as quick as possible. You know, that's really what they want you to do. Mm-hmm. It's all about the buyer. So you can scam away for the most part. I've had very, very good luck with any issues that I've had, and eBay's taken care of it. I will say, for the most part, 90% of the time. But I read horror stories every single day, but I also see their other posts and know that most of those people are just jack-offs and idiots. But I digress. He said that two of the bulbs were a different brand.
Yeah.
But I will say, if they're not checked super good before going to list, then it is possible that they were switched out on Amazon's side, not on our side.
Yeah, because I don't remember taking the bulbs out of each one.
Just looking at the top.
I just remember opening.
They look the same.
Make sure they're there and they're not broken.
So my wording back was, and this is a good one you can use, by the way, if you ever think that you're getting scammed, it's a good way to do it. Tell them that, as with any higher end or more expensive things, we always watermark everything. And after you send it back, you know, as far as we verify our anti-theft stuff and make sure that they're the ones that we sent, then, you know. But the guy came right back with, like, he had a really nice message. So I don't think he was scamming at all. So
yeah, I don't think so. I think it was just something we missed.
Yeah.
The guy was really nice. So that'll be coming back.
But still, it's a
still list.
Yeah,
like the two pack up for like 40. See,
that's the other thing that I don't understand. And these people, and it's kind of eBay's fault too, because they really don't give you a lot of options on the buyer side. It's like, oh, you need to return something? Absolutely. Here you go. Return it quick. Do it.
Nobody wants bad feedback.
I'm talking about eBay sending that, but that's how sellers usually are. Like, oh my God, you know. Well, things go wrong every once in a while, but if it were me and I would have got that, I would have said, listen, you sent me two effing bulbs that aren't the same. So refund a little bit of money. I'll keep the other two and order them somewhere else.
Well, he was really nice. He said he was going to, or he thought about just keeping them. But then his wife was like, no, send them back.
Always with the wife. Always the problem. But anyways, these Philips Hue light bulbs, if you ever see them, buy them, especially if you can get a good deal, because she has sold a ton of them. A lot.
Yeah, I've basically sold almost every single one.
Yeah.
But anywho, so still be able to resell it. This is one of the
Razer.
It's called Razer. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Gaming headset.
Gaming headsets. Is that 45?
Yeah, I just listed a Razer that we got in one of the last unboxings called Nari or something like that. For right a little bit over $100.
Nice.
Pretty good band. Mm. Pretty good brand. Oh, not and bad. We just sold I think it'll be in the solds, but we just sold a Razer brand mouse for $40, which I had listed wrong, by the way. Kinda had it listed too expensive, but also I pointed out to the person that called me out about it. I also said, by the way, these have been out of stock for over 2 months on Amazon. And they just got them back in stock and then dropped the price to 51 where they were at 58. So,
well,
yeah. What do you think about that, Credence?
So we sold that. And then
she forgot about these.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? You've had them listed? Oh, you must have lied. What she told me was is that she forgot that she had another set of these that were listed only on Marketplace after the other two had sold. But
what I said was,
here we go.
I listed two sets because we had four total. I listed two sets on Marketplace as instructed by Credence, which I didn't want to do anyways, but I did. And then I listed the other two on my eBay, which last week I sold the two for like 55. Well, since they sold so quickly,
then she forgot.
I took down the Facebook one and then renewed the listing. And as soon as I did that, they sold for full price.
Because she forgot $60. That the other set was up on Marketplace. Did you forget about this one, or do you got a really long story for that one too? Because you kind of forgot that we had a third of this too.
I didn't forget.
Oh, okay.
I'm so over Christ, you today.
You do tonight.
Well, why did you not list it then when you sold the other two like within 24 hours?
I did list it as three, the quantity three.
Uh-huh.
And then this stupid person mm-hmm. bought one, canceled it because they said, oh, can you not ship to Puerto Rico? Because I can't pick it up. And I don't know why people do local pickup for EBA. Is that a thing?
I don't know, but we're not in Puerto Rico, so I don't know why they would.
Okay.
I don't understand.
They were very confused. Oh. So they canceled the order, but they still wanted it after I said, yeah, I can ship it out.
Didn't you say that all three ended up going to Puerto Rico anyways?
Yes. So then they repurchased another one, but eBay didn't register the cancel to like fix the quantity so that
sometimes,
I'd have one left.
And that's weird. Sometimes
I had to relist it.
Sometimes they automatically relist things. Sometimes they give you the option to relist things after something's canceled. And then sometimes you got to go back and find the damn thing.
Well, that's what I had to do. And then I sold it. And then this is stone diffuser. What did I get on that?
68 you got on that. Which that would be one thing that we pulled out. I wouldn't even think twice about. Which reminds me, we just sold something while I ran out and smoked a cigarette real quick. That was a Hi-Shore dehumidifier. Do you remember that? It's a black dehumidifier. It's only like this big.
Yep.
It's small. It's only like that big.
Yep.
And it's a small tabletop dehumidifier. $42 got on that.
And the diffusers, they actually go really high. Ours was a little used, so they go between.
Do they really?
60 to 70, but new go between 90 and 100.
Jesus.
So, and then this was one of those arm blood pressure monitors.
Yeah, and by the way,
Bluetooth and stuff.
Almost, I think every single thing that we've sold and you could have seen us pull out during the unboxings. This is all stuff from the mystery from the mystery boxes.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was
$50.
$50, okay.
It's more.
These are. So, this one, the listing was kind of screwy because we had these, sold them, and then we pulled out two more, but they were slightly different.
Yeah.
They are the same bowl, but they had the Bluetooth compatibility.
Close enough.
And so I went in the listing and put it in the description, but then didn't retake the picture. So hopefully they read the description. I mean, honestly, it's the same price.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah. Nobody reads descriptions or looks at pictures or anything. I don't even know how they shop. I think they just shop by like
name.
Buy a light bulb, please. And then it's just bought. Like,
yeah, I got that. I got that toaster oven bracket on the way back for the third time.
Oh my God. Please.
They thought they were getting a toaster oven.
So it's a Black & Decker thing. So is it one of the under the cabinet?
Yes. It's a bracket so you can mount your toaster oven under the cabinet.
Yeah. And
when I sold it the first time, that's the first thing that crossed my mind. I said, I bet they think they're getting a toaster oven. But I shipped it. As soon as they got it, they opened the return because they thought they were getting a toaster oven.
First time, right?
So second time, I just relisted it, which is kind of my fault. I just relisted it. Second person bought it, same thing. They were getting a toaster oven.
Unbelievable.
And then this last time I went in there and I put in big red letters at the top of the listing, this is not a toaster oven.
Still.
This is a toaster oven bracket. And then when they bought it, I sent them a message and said, I'm just trying to make sure you understand this is not a toaster oven. And I waited a night to see if they would message me back, and they never did, so I shipped it out. And then once they got it, opened the case or opened the return, thought they were getting a toaster oven. So
three times. And remember going back and forth with those phones that I was selling as phones. You can use for Wi-Fi because they have. I know that they because for some reason, in the liquidation world, any smartphones for the most part that you find in return loads of Walmart, they don't scan them. They're not scanned.
Yeah.
The ones that I get out of all the Rite Aid, never a problem with any of those AT&Ts or any of those with the track phones and the other phones from Walmart. They're never scanned, so it's like you got to know what you're doing with them. And I mean, there must have been three different spots where I put warnings on there. You're buying a phone that you might, you need to do this, you need to do that. You're buying a phone that you can use on Wi-Fi. And I think three or four times on those too. It's unbelievable. People do not read anything or look at pictures unless they think that they can get it cheaper after the fact. Then they look at it.
Not that.
And those are pictures of other things. So where is all the rest of the stuff? We got to go all the way to the other side.
It was a slow week.
No, that was good.
Anywho, I don't think it'll be that big of a problem because it's the same bulb. Just has Bluetooth.
Look at that old man. By the way, that's Jasper who sits around his house and does Snapchat filters.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm very confused because where are all of my solds that I sent you? So
I don't know.
I don't understand why they wouldn't pull up.
They were like before I sent mine. So they should be there.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. 40 minutes of your talking.
No, I didn't go that long, did I?
No.
You
I'm
went
just
30
kidding.
Minutes.
Yeah, it was 30 minutes, but just it's like okay. You said it would.
And I don't care. I barely touched on it.
No, I mean,
I
know.
It wasn't even that big of a.
I don't care. The Garbage Pail Kids things are cool, they're worth money. And I, for one, actually do look forward to you opening them up, especially because that was a part of my childhood. I loved those things.
By the way, while we were sitting there just hanging out just now, mm-hmm. I was going through the box of Series 5, and
I was wondering what you were doing because you haven't been a part of the show in about the last 20, 25 minutes.
There's a floor. I got two Fluoride Floyds in the box.
Great.
$45 cards, Bob.
Love it.
Making that money back, Bob.
So babe. These things that I'm going to show you are on my account. And again, same stuff, from the unboxing. There is a Andes certified pro grade AGC2 detachable blade clippers groomers for pets. And here's another thing. I'm looking at this thing. I knew it was worth money. I'm looking at it. There's no plastic guards on this thing. And I'm like, are they supposed to come with it? Is there no? Nope. This is just it's
just
a nice
for the
kit.
Buzzer itself, huh?
It's the buzzer and the blade that's on there. Just the blade alone, you can sell for $50. So if you ever see these even broken, grab them.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you plug it in?
Of course. Been pretty good with checking things.
Do you ever like the one time that you skip doing it? Does that end up blowing up in your face pretty much every time?
Absolutely. Every time.
Every time.
Every time. Anyway, so I listed these, I think at 175 or maybe even 180. I was a little aggressive with it. Maybe even 160. I don't remember, but we took an offer of 150 for those. This LifeProof case, I'm very, very surprised that we were even able to sell it. Cases, any chargers, any stuff like that. Listen, there are billions of listings, it seems, from China that sell them for 34 cents and free shipping, and you get it in 4 months. But people think that, you know, you get it tomorrow. But really, the competition for cases and stuff like that. Now, this case is a little special. Retail, $80 still. If you walk into, you know, any major retailer, I saw the comps on it were anywhere from 10 to upwards of 30. To 40 to 50 on some of them. So I figured I'd list around 35. We took an offer of $30, which I was happy because it's a phone case and we got $30 for a phone case. So that was cool. Claritin was mine. Stuff from our Rite Aid. The Lego Friends, kind of a small Lego set. And we kind of got upper price on that, I'd say. You know, most of the comps were more like around the 35 to 40 mark, I think 40, 45 maybe.
Nicely done.
But we got 80 on that with free shipping. Kind of a funny story here with this $37 wall-mounted CD player, which actually is kind of neat. This is one of those items that you can order off of Alibaba. And this is a very, very common thing that you can do nowadays and kind of make your own brand with certain items. This is one of them. I don't remember what you call them, like a white list or something like that.
Private label.
Do you remember? Private label, yeah. So this is one of the items. They're all the same, but different, slightly different packaging as far as people putting their own name brand that they make on them. This thing's pretty neat. There is two different brands, though. Again, same box, same packaging, same manufacturer, all come from China, but they sell for $80 to $90 with that brand name on them. And it's not even on the unit. It's on the box, packaging on the box. But anyways, we had two of these listed it for $40. This is one of those morons that starts out at 30, which is fine. 30 is fine. But when I send you back $2 off and say final, you know, it's the best I'm doing. And then you come back with 31 and you come back with 33. And I just keep decline until they get to their last one. Then they sent me 37. I said, hell, I will. Then not even a half an hour later, the second one sold for full price, which I think was $39.98.
What's $2? Do you hang on to that kind of stuff?
I do.
Fry your ass?
I hate it. I'll take off $2 off of something most of the time. But listen, it's already being sold cheap. I don't move a lot typically, and I know it doesn't seem like much, but listen, that thing to ship, if I can fit it into a legal size mailer, then I'll be happy. But if not, you know, you got to think shipping, fees, everything else. There's a lot. Oops, I got to go back one. That was a Sunbeam heated mattress pad. We got $36 out of it. Comps on that were kind of crappy too, but I kind of went, I think about 20%, 30% off of whatever. God bless you, pig. Whatever Amazon's price was. The Accutech digital postal scale, we got $30 out of it.
Look at you.
Or 29.
I think I paid 25 for mine.
Yeah, again, it's another one. There's a bunch of them up there for 35, 37, 38, and a lot of them that'll sell much cheaper than what we got out of it, and just kind of throw it out there and hope for the best. There's the we got full asking price of what we wanted for the wall mount CD player, which is kind of neat. Bluetooth, there's a lot to it. It's kind of weird. There's a cord that hangs, and that's the on off. You just pull it like a light. Hmm. But I think the reason why people don't like these is because there's no door on the front of the CD player, and it's wall mounted, so that's kind of weird and dusty. Potentially. So I don't know. Kind of weird. But anyway, so happy to get those gone. Anything else? Hello?
Yep.
Slow computer.
By the way, I've got I have a bin store that just opened up down in the city right down the road from me.
$7 store?
$7 items though. They don't do five, they do sevens.
That's new. A lot of people that have started that have gone back to five also, by the way.
I think five's better. I think you're going to bring in more people, but you know what? Would I pay $2 more for the $50 item? Probably.
Mom says you can add this to your sales for today. I just sold those white ruffle curtains for you. I told you I could. $49.99. You're welcome. Was that out of the box of curtains that we got out of a Walmart?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was talking about.
Mikey, Emily kind of went off on Wendy a little bit about the Xbox 360. Says, no, we cannot get that for you. So
I didn't go off. I was just saying it's probably not likely.
Do you use your 360?
We don't even have one.
We don't?
Do we?
You've got a couple of them, don't you?
We don't. I do. Anyway, those curtains the curtains that she's talking about, those were from like a Walmart Gaylord?
Yeah, I think so.
Thought so too. So that's all of our solds. That's our finds. There was one other thing I wanted to mention. Stupid. This is really dumb, and I'm sure that you guys already know this, but did you know that you can take a UPC number and drop it into eBay search and it'll work? I didn't know.
Makes sense if you can scan a UPC.
Yeah,
I knew that the
UPC. I had to tell Emily about this because you're not going to get all the comps when you're scanning something via UPC and you're not getting what you want or you're not getting enough information. You can do a normal. I would say do a normal search and you'll get a lot more comps anyways. With a UPC search or with the app search, when you're scanning something, you don't typically get everything. Congratulations, our newest top fan. What on the which page? On the pick and flip page? I saw that I just turned those on last week.
Which page? Pick and flip page?
She said yes, pick and flip page. Yeah.
All right. Way to go. And last but not least, I don't understand. I understand that there's a lot going on with the post office right now, a lot of political stuff, a lot of sorting machines apparently going away, a lot of people picking up we've seen piles of the, you know, that you put flats into on the side of the street kind of thing, that they're going away. But in the midst of it, especially YouTubers making this big deal about an October temporary price increase. Isn't that about the time that we always get the, when do we normally get a price increase every year anyways?
Yeah, I think that's about when.
Isn't it? That's what I thought so. These people, you know, it's just part of the YouTube world, I guess, that they got.
Everybody complains every year, but every year, well, sure. I mean, you know it's coming.
Two more cents?
Yeah.
Can I add a nickel on that?
No, it's usually a little more than that.
I have seen people complaining that, like, when they go to print a label, it's the estimated delivery date is like 2 or 3 weeks out. But I haven't seen that. So
eBay, with their guaranteed delivery BS, which I don't like, because automatically the buyer thinks that it's you guaranteeing it, which you're not. That's eBay's best guess. I don't know if they're still giving out credits or not. I used it. I had one that was 2 or 3 days after a guaranteed, something that I ordered. I got that $5. I think it was a $5 credit or whatever. But I see that they are relaxing on that a little bit and giving you more of an idea far out. But thankfully, I've had no problem, knock on wood.
What's the late
deliveries?
What's the longest you've ever gone before sending an item out? Like, does it ever hit the shipment overdue?
No.
Do you ever hit the overdue for
that? If you do that, you get marks on your account.
I mean, I've waited till the next day. I got 1 day handling time. I've cut it pretty close, but
yeah. You know. I think I have 1 day, but I still get good feedback, because if you buy something during the morning time, I usually will ship it out same day, and then that's, you know, that's an entire day. Plus I ship on Saturdays, which helps move things, which I'm nice to see. She didn't even know that she had any feedback, and Emily goes and looks at her feedback. She's got like 5 or 6, and like 5 or 6 of them all say super fast shipping. Oh my god, you know, like, because hers is set, I think, way out, like long handling, which is not good. We got to switch hers up a little bit.
Mine's 3.
Yeah, I think
mine is too.
I think that 3 for the stuff that you're selling, Knox, I think that's fine. Stuff that I'm selling, as far as the health and beauty aid stuff that people need.
Yeah.
I think they want that quick, you know. That's why I always keep it at that. And quite honestly, a lot of the electronics and a lot of stuff that she's selling on her account, you can't really sit around and wait too long for that. Some vintage stuff, some older stuff. People I don't think are in, everybody's in a super hurry to get it the next day, of course, but I think there's a little more leniency.
I've only had a handful of people ever reach out and say, when is this shipping to me? You know what I mean? And that's about as bad as it ever gets.
I still get it. Less than 24 hours, I will get people that will hit me up and say, oh, I can't wait to get my whatever. And, you know, when will it ship? I ship every single day. The other thing that people don't understand, the place that I ship at, which is awesome, middle of nowhere, tiny little place. She's super cool, the lady that runs it. Thank God. She doesn't care if I drop 100 packages on her. She won't say a word. But there's only one truck out of there at 4 p.m., and it goes directly to Charlotte, to the main thing, which is so fast. It's awesome. You get something in there that day. It is scanned on an airplane, gone, usually between 10 and 2 a.m. It's already on its way, which is really lucky for me. But there's only one truck that goes out there for a day. So if people are hitting me up and, like, well, you know, if it seems late or anything, well, there's only one truck out anyway. So whatever. Anyways, glad I haven't had any problems with shipping, but I see a lot in the groups that there's been a lot of crap, but. A lot of slowdowns and a lot of that, but I've been pretty lucky. Jasper, nothing held up for you lately.
I had some move a little slow the other week, but
yeah,
it started moving again.
I've got one that is lost in transit, and the guy just wants a refund, which doesn't work that way. Even though it says that it's still moving, but it was like July 14th or something like that. But anyways, well, it's been fun. We cover everything? I think we did.
I think so.
Yep.
Not and bad for winging it.
Hope got a top fan badge. Knox is going to be doing some that's big news with your opening, which I look forward to. Wendy still does not have an Xbox 360, and they're damn near done with Xbox Ones now, moving on to the next. Anyways, it's been a fun night as always. We appreciate you joining us. Used to be on Fridays. Now is Sundays a thing or what? Is that?
I don't mind Sunday.
No, I don't care. But you got to stay tuned to the Pick and Flip podcast Facebook page, and we'll keep you up to date. Not only when we go live for, of course, the podcast, but also when Knox is going to do his opening. If we have any more unboxings coming up or anything like that, make sure to keep an eye on the page, and we'll make sure to let you know before we go live and stuff like that. So anyways, we appreciate it. Any last words, fellas and women? Women's? Wormans? All right. See you guys next week. Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye.